Almond and Pistachio Orchard Sanitation for Naval Orangeworm is expensive, but it's still the best thing you can do. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. David Haviland is a UCANR farm advisor, entomologist, serving Kern County. He speaks about the economics of naval orangeworm sanitation.
Now, with that, we of course have economics. So I'm just going to summarize by saying that we want to balance those economics. On one hand, sanitation is the most effective management strategy that you have control over. But I'll also recognize good sanitation can cost you more than all of the other practices combined.
Because it includes coming in after harvest and shaking out those mummies still stuck in the tree and maybe pulling them out if the shaking didn't take them.
So I'm not going to pretend that every grower should be doing the full sanitation. At minimum, everybody should be doing what I've listed here at minimum.
And he said that's at least pulling to less than two mummies per tree will provide a reduction in moths and sites for eggs.
And many, if not most, growers should be trying to get down to two mummies per tree. But of course, you do have to balance the economics in that.
And Haviland said it comes down to reducing the numbers.
And when you think about it, you know, any egg that you prevent from being laid in May is one less moth at hull split. That's what you're really trying to prevent. So sanitation is extremely important.
And again, naval orangeworm is the number one pest by a long shot in almonds and pistachios. Thanks for listening. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.